You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Sometimes I just hate my own show. Maestro, do you know why I hate my own show sometimes? Do you know why sometimes I feel like the anti-narcissist?
I don't know why. Why? Yeah, I love your show.
Well, I hate it today because I don't have stinking enough time to talk about everything I want to talk about. That's why I hate my show today. Just not enough time. Alas, let us see what we can accomplish in the short time we have together today. Greetings and salutations to you. Welcome to another edition of Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser. And at Career Callings, our purpose is to help you avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has created you to do. We're glad you can join us today. We invite you to share your questions and comments by phone, text, or email. By phone or text at 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649. 7649 or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. I think I've mentioned this gentleman before on the program, a guy named Brian Ray and his ministry Crossroads Career Network, and you can find them at crossroadscareer.org. Brian Ray, years ago, was one of the vice presidents at Chick-fil-A restaurant chain, and he was in charge of hiring and human resources there. And back in the mid to late 1980s, he decided to create Crossroads Career Network, a ministry designed specifically to help Christians to find God's calling in their lives. So as I began, or throughout my process of trying to pursue that topic myself for my own reasons and for my own purposes, for my own self, I ran into Brian and Crossroads Career and have had many conversations with him. And again, the ministry's been around for 30 years, so they have an enormous amount of resources on their website, crossroadscareer.org. Well, one time, not too terribly long ago, I talked to Brian about Career Callings radio show, and he introduced me to a fellow named Steve Moore and another fellow named Howard Dayton. Now, Steve Moore, just a little bit of background on him. Steve Moore was Larry Burkett's radio guy at Christian Financial Concepts for several years. And then when Larry Burkett's Christian Financial Concepts merged with Crown Ministries back around the year 2000, give or take a year or two, I'm a little bit off on that probably, they linked up with Howard Dayton. Howard Dayton had founded Crown Ministries. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, something in that range, Howard and Steve felt led of the Lord to break out away from Crown and open up Compass Financial Ministries, which is what they've been doing since then. Compass1.org is their website. I certainly encourage you to check it out, Compass1.org. And as always, I'll link to these websites at my own website, careercallings.net/radio. Well, as I talked with Steve and Howard, they invited me to be one of their guests on their radio program, MoneyWise Radio, which airs on approximately 850 stations across the continental United States and Canada as well. So I was recently a guest on their show, and of course we talked about how one can determine God's calling in their lives and a lot of other different topics as well. And two things I wanted to kind of bring to the show today were a couple of the questions they asked me, and I wanted to share with you my answers to those questions, because those are questions I really haven't addressed very often on the program, yet I think there are tons of folks who have these exact questions, and they were these two questions. What if you are afraid of missing God's calling, and that fear freezes you into inaction? That was one of the questions we discussed. The other one was this: that I wanted to share with you today. What if your calling doesn't pay the bills? Both very good questions. So, Maestro, if you don't mind, let's go ahead and play the first clip from MoneyWise Radio, and you'll hear Steve Moore's voice as he sets up the question here.
You know, I'm thinking back to when I was a young man, and I was a fairly new Christian. And my thinking was much like what you've just described. And when God's will wasn't made clear, I found myself frozen in place because I wanted to serve God by finding my calling and his career for me, and yet I couldn't. So then I became confused, and I was afraid to make a decision for fear that it would be the wrong decision and it would mess up my entire life from that point on. So, you know, so help a young college student graduating today, and then we'll get on to, you know, middle-aged people later. But so given the fact that we all understand that finding God's path for us sometimes is multifaceted and takes time, what does the college student do as far as moving on and starting their career under God's umbrella and God's will?
That's a great question. Let me just kind of start out with a framework. That indecision is very, very normal for a lot of folks. We have to approach this decision like we do every decision for the Lord. Lord, give me wisdom, and let me trust you until you show me your path. Until that point is shown, let me take the next step faithfully in the direction I believe you want me to take. And if I could give a modern-day illustration of what I'm talking about, years ago when I was struggling with a decision to go into real estate brokerage, one of my mentors at church gave me this illustration. He said, look, I realized a little while ago, because this is about the time GPS systems were becoming popular, okay? He said, we want God to be like a roadmap. We want him to show us every turn between where we're starting and where we're ending. But God doesn't operate like a roadmap. God operates like a GPS system, and we have to trust him for the next turn. You look on a GPS system, you're not going to see every turn between here and your destination, but you're trusting that GPS to turn you the right way on the next turn, and that's the way we need to look at God, God's role in our lives. He's not going to show us every dot. He's not going to connect every dot for us, many times because we're not able to handle all that information at a particular time. Like Howard said, we have to mature. And so we have to take the attitude, you know, Lord, I might be making a wrong decision right now, but based on what I can tell, based on your word, based on prayer, based on godly counsel, I think I'm supposed to be taking this step. So take a baby step in that direction and let him show you whether or not that's the right choice.
That's good.
The Lord's going to direct our steps. He's going to direct our steps.
Yeah, that's good, Robbie.
Yep, the Bible is clear through verses like Psalm 138:8, Proverbs 37:23, Proverbs 16:9, and Romans 8:28, that God will direct the paths of those who seek to please him. So if your sincere desire is to glorify God, then God will be sure to use your choices for your good and for his glory. That's just the way it works. This doesn't mean you won't make a bad choice concerning God's will. It doesn't mean that you won't suffer pain. But what it does mean is this: no matter what, God will do what he said he would do in Psalm 138:8, which is this: he will perfect that which concerns your life. And the word perfect, which is the Hebrew word gemar, basically means he will complete or perform. So he will complete or perform his will in your life. And because of that truth, you should give your confidence to him. You should give your confidence to him by taking that next step in the direction you think God wants you to take. And without a doubt, if you take that baby step in the direction you think God wants you to take, if God doesn't want you to head in that direction, I can guarantee you he will make it clear to you that, you know, thanks for faithfully taking a step in that direction, but wrong answer, you're not supposed to go in that direction. But if he agrees with the steps you've taken, then you'll know that too, and he will absolutely make that clear in your mind, no matter what the decision is about, whether it's career, whether it's college, whether it's marriage, which church to go to, which car to buy. You can use sound biblical decision-making techniques to estimate which direction you think God wants you to go in, and then courageously take that baby step in that direction. And remember that God has promised to direct the steps of those who seek to serve him. And remember as well that he always keeps his promises, okay? So if he promised in his word, as he does, and as he has, that he will direct the steps of a person who wants to to serve them, that you can trust he will fulfill that promise or those promises. So what are some sound biblical decision-making techniques? Well, step number one is to pray for wisdom, James 1:5. Step number two is to search the scriptures for the wisdom that you seek. Joshua 1:8 says that. Step three is to seek godly counsel from others, Proverbs 24:6. And that's what I did when I talked about my friend from church who gave me that GPS example. He was one of many that I had asked put before that those people my dilemma, and I got his counsel and the counsel of several others. So step one, pray for wisdom. Step two, search the scriptures. Step three, seek godly counsel from others. Step four is found in Colossians 3:15, which says this, or which indicates this: we're supposed to watch out for the peace that comes from Christ's direction in the matter that we're trying to determine. That soul harmony, that inner peace is what we're looking for there. So regarding that last one, let me just kind of give you a feel for what I'm talking about. When unclear about which path to take, imagine in your mind's eye that you're actively engaging in each of the possible ways you should go. And for whichever path God wants you to take, he will give you a heart peace, a glorious calm that comes with soul harmony as you imagine taking the path of his choice. And as you imagine the other paths, that heart peace will be noticeably absent. And instead of peace, you will detect anxiety in your heart. For example, your body will physically manifest whatever symptoms of stress that it normally exhibits when you're anxious. For me, if I'm going through this exercise and I want to start taking a path in a certain direction, immediately my heart starts to race and or my throat muscles constrict. And I've learned over the years that those are the two main ways that that physically manifest anxiety in my body. And I know when I project it in my mind taking a certain path that pleases God, those things are absent. But if I project in my mind a path that turns out not to please God as I'm even thinking about taking that step, the one or both of those physical manifestations of anxiety are triggered in my body. So oftentimes the peace that God points you in a direction, his peace will point you in a direction that makes absolutely no sense to anyone else, but take that path anyway. God has all the facts, and the reason you're confused is because you don't. And at some future point, God will likely reveal to you what you couldn't see before, and that path he gave you will make perfect sense. Until then, just simply trust. Come back on the other side of the break for more Career Callings with Robbie Romeiser.
C.S. Lewis once said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." I'm Cleve.
And I'm David. Our faith informs our politics, and that's why we're conservative. Listen to our program, Mere Conservatism, Sundays at 4:30 p.m. here on Christian Talk 660. We discuss politics, faith, and worldview from an everyday conservative point of view.
Mere Conservatism, Sundays at 4:30 on Christian Talk 660.
I heard a famous author say once that no matter how fantastic your book is, it will never be a best-selling book until you promote. The same is true with whatever you're trying to sell, whether it's a product for work, a fundraiser for your school, or a nonprofit's message to the world. Great signage is the foundation of any marketing effort, and no one is better at providing you with great signage than my friends at Signforce. Joey Harrison and his staff are a one-stop shop for all of your marketing needs. Handcrafted signs, vehicle wraps, screen printing, embroidering, business cards, and brochures, there's nothing the folks at Signforce can't do. I've personally used Signforce for signage for my business and for our church, and Signforce has beautifully wrapped two buses for our Christian school. If you need to promote anything, Signforce will deliver a great product at a great price and with great speed. Give Joey and his folks a call at 864-582-3600 or check out their website at signforcesc.com. That's 864-582-3600, signforcesc.com.
Dish Out Cafe and Catering might be new to the area, but Trish Ballantyne and Amy Brown have many years of experience in the restaurant and catering business. Visitors to Dish Out Cafe and Catering can take a dish out or dine in to enjoy their signature entrees, sauces, sides, and other savories. Call them at 520-8201 to handle your next business luncheon or special family event. Their food and service are exceptional. Dish Out is located at 728 Wade Hampton Boulevard near downtown Greenville.
Only 27% of college grads are working in the career field for which they studied. The average cost of college is a little bit more than $18,000 a year. This means that 73% of college grads waste $75,000 and years of their lives pursuing fields of study they will never use in real life. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover.
During tough times, it's easy to lose sight of the importance of saving for the future. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know there are ways to set aside dollars each month. Speak with a certified credit counselor who can help get you started. Call the NFCC at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org, a public service from the NFCC.
We're praying for our troops. Christian Talk 660.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of. Perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Welcome back to Career Callings. It's Robbie Romeiser. Join us today if you can, 864-381-7649 or Robbie, R-O-B-B, at careercallings.net. Love to have your questions, comments, feedback on the show. Before the break, we were talking about a recent appearance I was blessed to have on the MoneyWise radio show with Steve Moore and Howard Dayton of Compass Financial Ministries. They have a program that airs on 850 stations in the continental United States and in Canada as well. And we were talking about several things on their program. A couple questions in particular I wanted to address on today's show, one of which we covered before the break came on top of us, and that was the question about what do you do if you can't decide on which direction God wants you to go in. The second question we wanted to talk about today is what if your calling doesn't pay the bills? What if your calling doesn't pay the bills? And that's a great question that that Steve and Howard asked me. And Maestro, if you don't mind, let's go ahead and play that second clip about that.
What if you believe you're following God's calling? You look at your own talents, and it seems to be something you've received from God. You have talents, you have interests, you have feelings, you want to move in a certain direction, but you find that you can't pay the bills. We've had this call more than a few times. Someone's in some sort of business or industry, often they're entrepreneurial, but they find that they still can't pay the bills and they have a wife and kids. What do you say to that person?
That's a very real issue, no doubt about it, and this is what I would say. Pursue God's calling for your life anyway until it does pay the bills. And until it does pay the bills, do something else that does pay the bills. And I got a biblical example of that and a more modern example of it from someone whose name you'll probably recognize when I mention it. We all know Paul was a tent maker. Was tent making his calling? I would argue not. What was his calling? Be a preacher of the gospel. Did that make him any money? Well, no. Could it have? You know, if he'd be willing to accept some of the donations, I mean, one of the things he said is, I want to be a tent maker, so not to burden you Corinthians, all right? But regardless of where we go on that issue, bottom line is, he did have a job outside of his calling, but that enabled him to pursue God's calling. And that's a great biblical example about what we should do if God's called us in a particular direction to do a certain work. And if it doesn't pay the bills, do something else that will until if and when God allows that calling.
Mm-hmm.
To then provide the bills. And if it never does, you keep doing both because your tent making will mean a whole lot more in your life when it's complemented by pursuing whatever work isn't paying the bills that God has shown you, obviously, to do. Some years ago, I went to what they call a Worldview Weekend conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. One of the speakers was David Barton, the founder of Wall Builders. And one of those times, or during that conversation, I went up to him, or during that convention, I went up to him and just asked him some questions, because this was the very beginning of the time when I was really searching for God's purpose in my life. And he said, look, I'm working in Wall Builders full-time now, trying to educate the American public on our Christian foundings in our country, but I used to be a Christian school teacher and administrator, and when I first started Wall Builders, it didn't pay the bills. So I kept working at the school until such time as God grew that ministry to a point where it could support me, and then I could step away. So sometime we're going to have a tent maker situation like Paul, where we have to do both the entire life, our entire lives. Sometimes we'll have a David Barton situation where God will enable the calling to provide for our needs. The point is, whatever the calling is, you do it and you let God provide. That's what Matthew 6 is all about. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then God will take care of everything else.
I tell you, points that I made there, I wanted to kind of expound a little bit on the one where I said the pursuit of your calling makes your tent making a whole lot more meaningful, if I can say it that way. I noticed during my own transition period that my tent making wasn't filled with as much drudgery nor as much angst once I started pursuing on the side the calling that God had, you know, clearly placed before me. And that tent making just takes on a whole new meaning when you realize it's enabling you to do what God wants you to do. And again, there may come a time when God allows the calling to actually pay for all the bills and you can walk away from the tent making. But you need to go into following God's calling with the understanding that that may not always be the case. You might end up doing a little bit of both for the rest of your life, perhaps, just like Paul did. But that's not something to fear. That's not something to walk away from. That's something to go after completely, because your entire life will have a whole lot more meaning when you're doing what God wants you to do. You'll have a peace that passes all understanding that cannot be yours until you're doing what God wants you to do with your life. So now, if you know, just making the assumption that there will be a transition time and that eventually God will allow your calling to take over all the paying of the bills, you need to understand that transition time may require some habit changes. You might have to turn the TV off a little bit more. The leisure time might shrink a little bit. There may be a requirement to be a little bit more diligent than you are right now. And these are things I'm saying from my own personal experience. I've had to do those things in my own transition time. You know, not spend as much time at leisure. Try to not procrastinate as much. Get a little bit more diligent in my habits of time management and so on and so forth. Sometimes it's going to take some work at nights and on weekends. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying abandon your family to do that. But, occasionally a night spending out on the computer doing whatever work you need to do for the next day or whatnot, that may be required to do what God wants you to do. And that's between you and the Lord. I can't tell you that's definitely going to happen. I'm just saying it could happen during that transition time. Regardless of this, though, whatever sacrifices of comfort or ease or whatnot that you have to make in the wake of serving the Master who sacrificed so much for you and for me, you know, is that worth it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything that Christ sacrificed for us, everything that God the Father and God the Holy Spirit sacrifices for us, yeah, I think we can sacrifice a few comforts and a few moments of ease to pursue the calling He's given us. All right. Well, it's time for another edition of our good friend Johnny Paycheck and Take This Job and Shove It.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job.
Well, let me tell you, there's some important questions when you're a job seeker. One of the most important questions, obviously, if you're a job seeker, is, you know, if I move out of the job I'm in now and go to the job I want to go into, what can I expect to be paid? And when I go into that job interview, what kind of salary should I be trying to negotiate? Well, on the flip side, maybe you're a business owner and you're trying to figure out, you know, how to build the business that God called you to build, and you're trying to make sure that you hire great people, and you want to make sure that you adequately compensate those great people so that you can attract those great people and keep them. Or maybe you're a college student and you're trying to figure out, okay, I'm looking down the life that I think God wants me to live. I need to go to college, you think, and maybe you do, to get prepared for that particular field, and you're wondering, okay, which college or colleges should I be looking at to make sure I'm properly prepared to pursue the work God's called me to do? Well, all these answers, or all these questions, I should say, can be answered and are answered, at least in some degree, by a great website called Payscale.com. Payscale.com is really broken down into three different components, one of which is to cater to business owners with some advice on how to recruit, compensate, and retain top talent. Another section of Payscale.com actually is targeted towards job seekers, and there's plenty of information on Payscale.com to show those job seekers what they're worth in the marketplace and to help them with career research. And they also have career research tools, job search tools. And by the way, what's the difference between the two? Well, career research tools are all geared towards helping people to investigate an industry and a career path, where a job search tool is actually designed specifically to help you find a job in that career field that you're being called to. So a lot of information geared towards job seekers. But a unique thing about Payscale.com is there's also a section geared towards college-bound people, whether they're young people or people in middle age or whatnot, or even older than that, they may be looking to go back to school to get trained. Payscale.com tracks over 1,200 colleges and universities in the United States to help determine the average pay of graduates graduating from those colleges and the average four-year cost of going to those colleges. And it does a little bit of math between those two things to figure out, okay, between the average pay that they're going to get and the money they're putting into it, what's their return on investment? What's their return on investment? Also, it looks at what's the average graduation rate. I can't even say that word. Graduation. It's kind of like saying rural five times fast. You can't say rural five times fast. So actual graduation rates of those colleges. And all these tools are pretty handy in helping you to make decisions on which path to take that God wants you to take. So check out Payscale.com. And that'll be great information to help you down the path that God would have you to pay. Go.
Take this job and shove it.
All right, we don't have much time left on today's program, so I'm going to introduce an idea for you, and we might pick up with it on a future program. But, you know, we've talked about extroversion and introversion in the past on the program, what makes an extrovert an extroverted, an introvert an introvert, and then we have questions about, what kind of work that they're suited for. And here's just a couple of ideas on the types of jobs that extroverts are pretty well suited for. Construction worker, pharmacist, physical therapist. I've got a good friend, by the way, is a physical therapist I go to church with, and he's very much the extrovert. Introverts, mechanical engineers, graphic designers, software developers, and mechanics are some examples of great jobs geared towards that type of personality. And I will link to an article entitled Introvert and Extrovert Jobs, and so you'll have a link to that on my website, careercallings.net, where you can also find a copy of today's radio show in the form of a free podcast. So it's time to wrap it up today, and question for you, do you know what kind of value God created you to bring to the world? If you don't know the answer to that question, it is time to start looking. Have a great day, and God bless.